Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Yet another episode in the marketing series. Today we're going to be talking about putting it out there, press releases. Yep, we are kicking it old school today. I'm Stacey Mulcahy. I'm a technical evangelist out of New York City. You can reach me at any of these URLs or just shoot me off an email as well, and that works. I try to respond. So today we're going to talk about press releases, and a lot of people think press releases are really, really old school, and in some ways they kind of are. You know, they've got a very systematic structure. It really belongs in the realm of, you know, PR and journalism. And how do you as an average developer or indie game developer, you know, take this practice and use it to your benefit? And especially when you don't really know maybe what you're doing, you know, how do you put your foot in those kind of waters and make sure that, you know, okay, I can try this and then see if it's going to work. So we're going to kind of just walk through the structure of a what could be a press release for your game or for your app to give you a sense of what you need to include. And then we'll start to talk about, you know, what you do with it and how and why. So here I've given you an example of a sample press release that I've created for my future app called Ditcher. And, you know, I say future being something I'd love to create, but, you know, whether or not I get to it is a whole different story. And so here's a sample idea of what the press release might contain. And so we're just going to go through all the little points that you might want to include in your press release. Now, when you've started to create or you start to think about your press release, remember that it kind of serves two purposes. One is going to be, it's got to be skimmable so someone can kind of go through and get an understanding of what it is, what it does, you know, when it's available, that kind of thing. But it's also got to serve as a kind of, you know, an easy way for them to copy and paste content. And so a lot of times when you're sending this to different people, they're going to take certain little snippets of this and they're going to copy and paste and then wrap their own content around it. So you want to make sure that, you know, when you go through this and you kind of start this process, that you're writing something that's, you know, easy to read and all the rest of it, but also think that it's not going to stay in this format necessarily. It might be, bits and pieces of it might be taken out and put in a different context. Also, when you think about press releases, they're kind of created in, I guess, two formats, if you want to think of it that way. One might be a PDF, and so you might have more visual. You might include visual elements and things like that. And that's, you know, more for someone just to read and to scan. It also might be, you know, distributed through email, for example. And so you want to think about less images, more about the content and what content can be copied and pasted in that kind of instance, and make sure that your call to actions are there. So let's look at the sample press release. So Ditcher is an app that allows you to avoid the unavoidable. So, you know, you have that moment where you're thinking, do I really want to do this? How can I ditch? How can I not go to this? And so this is what this app does. It solves that problem. And so if we look at this from a press release kind of standpoint, number one is the branding. And so you see the logo, you see the name Ditcher, you see the tagline, avoiding the unavoidable. Some people may include their company name here. So if you're a company that, you know, creates a couple of applications and people know you, not just your applications or just your games, and they know you as a publisher, then you might want to also include your name here or, you know, not even have a tagline. You know, those kind of things are optional. But your top part is just a little bit of branding so that, you know, visually they kind of make the connection to the icon. If they see it in the store, you know, long after they've read the press release, it'll come back to them. That visual kind of connection is super important because it's the first introduction to your app. And so, you know, they might read everything and kind of be like, it's not that interesting. But, you know, if they're browsing in the store and they see it, you know, you've made that kind of handshake introduction already. So number two, if we kind of look at number two is kind of what you'd probably put in the subject line of an email. And it should be something really short, snappy, and just kind of tell the status. So here I have Ditcher, avoiding the unavoidable, is now available in the Windows Store, right? So it might be, hey, my app has an update. Hey, I put in a new feature. You know, it was available on all other platforms. Now it's available here. Whatever it may be, that's your subject line. And it's got to be short and snappy. And it's just got to prompt someone to actually read that. So whether it's read the PDF or read the email. If we look at number three, we're going to, you know, kind of move down and you kind of see the progress, like who am I, what is this about, and boom, you hit them with your elevator pitch or summary. So in, you know, this case, I have an app that enables you to balance your social commitments by prioritizing potential for pleasure, automating the process of bowing out of something gracefully, of course, right? You know, once again, you know, very, very simple. Keep it to your elevator pitch. What does it do? Who is it for? What problem does it solve? You know, what's its unique value proposition? And keep it to, you know, three lines or less. It's got to be very, very short. Now, that is something you really want to perfect, your whole elevator pitch or summary, because that is going to be probably the number one thing people are going to copy and paste here, right? They might tweet about it and copy and paste that, for example. So you want to think about the context that might be used and how many characters you're actually using. And if we kind of move down, number four, you know, screenshots, include some visuals. Don't make them kind of go anywhere outside of the press release. Give them everything they need here to, you know, sustain their interest. And so include a couple screenshots if you can. Once again, if you're, you know, sending this out through email, you might or might not include that. Totally, you know, up to you. But for something like a PDF, yeah, definitely include some screenshots so that people get that kind of visual idea of how this idea manifests itself, you know, in an application or game form. If we're looking at number five, you're going to want to kind of look at just, you know, general intro and description of the app. Like, what does it do? You know, general features. You know, make this kind of short and snappy. Hit the target points. Don't put in everything here. Once again, don't write a whole long, like, here's all every feature that ever existed in this app. Just pick the top one or two, talk about those. Anything of interest in that kind of format. You know, once again, we're putting this after, you know, our elevator pitch. We're putting after the screenshots because at this point we've said, here's what it does, here's what it looks like, here's more info, right? So it's a kind of a natural progression for the user to kind of read that way. You want to include, you know, availability and price. And so if we're looking at availability and price, just like it's available here, here's how much it costs, maybe there's a trial mode, maybe it's available in many markets and they're being released all at the same time, maybe it's being released in conjunction with something, you know, you've created an app that's a companion app for something, you know, you just want to kind of put that short little information about it there. And then you want to also include your website URL. So, you know, we're assuming you've made a landing page, that you've kind of created a presence on the internet for your application or for your game. And you want to include that so that anyone, you know, can read this, click on it, get more information if they feel that what they've been given so far, you know, doesn't satisfy their curiosity. And then you want to go down and just talk about the developer of the company. You know, this company made four or five top-selling apps in this, you know, ecosystem, that kind of idea. You know, give them a sense of, like, who you are, where you're coming from, what makes you different almost, you know. So if you're an indie game developer, you know, be loud and proud about that. If you have four or five releases in the last year, that's something that you can put in there, for example. You know, you use something really short and simple, but people do want to know about who created it, whether it be a company or an individual. You want to provide some contact info. You know, so back in the day, this is when we'd probably, you know, put in, like, addresses and think about snail mail, all that old school stuff. Here you just want to include probably your email, maybe any of your social presence. So if you're on the Twitters or, you know, LinkedIn or however you like to be contacted or you know, all the ways that you think are easy to contact you, you want to include that. Maybe, you know, make a comment about, like, hey, if you want more information or you want to, you know, discuss at length or if you want to have an interview, you know, all these kind of things, or, you know, how do you, you know, how can I get you, you know, a promo code, or how can I get you to on the beta test list, or whatever that may be, you can put in your contact info. And then your final one is just a CTA. So if it's available right now and you're sending out your press release, and often when you're doing your press releases, you might want to have one right before you release. You might want to have one when it's in the store, and you might want to have one, you know, when you update, for example, or new features or new versions. And so your final call to action should be that link to, you know, where it is in the store. You know, if it's not in the store yet, you've got to send them somewhere. You want them to do something. And so, you know, send them to your site, for example. And so this is kind of the basic structure of what a press release might look like. Once again, there's no really right or wrong way to do it. So, you know, just looking at this, this is kind of the base items that you might include in a press release. And once again, just think about it from the person's perspective that you're sending it to. They don't have a lot of time. They might get a lot of these. How do you capture their interest? How do you give them the bare minimum kind of specs or information that they need in order to communicate it to other people? And, you know, make it as easy as possible for them to take this information and do something with it, whether it's write about it, tweet about it, you know, even if they're responding with more information or asking questions, or, you know, they want to basically, you know, hit you up or follow you or any of those kind of things. You just want to make sure you make it as easy as possible and that they don't have to go to other places. And then if you are sending them to other places, such as a website or, you know, download URL, for example, that, you know, it's all provided within the structure. So, you know, a lot of people, when they do press releases, they'll have their landing site and then they'll actually have a little section that's called press. And, you know, you can download, for example, the press pack or the press release or any of those kind of things. And so some people, you know, they talk about press releases. Some people talk about kind of like a press pack. You know, it's up to you kind of how you want to do that. But making it available on your site or somewhere at all times for someone just to grab is really easy because they're coming to you and trying to find out more information. Now, we want to talk about, okay, you have this information. We want to talk about pushing it now to other people. So, press release distribution. One of the things about doing a press release is it's fine and dandy to sit down and write something and make it beautiful and it sounds great and wow, it's awesome, but what do you do with it? Who do you send it to, right? And so there are services out there, depending on, you know, how you want to handle press releases, that are distribution services. And so I'll just list a couple to give you a sense and you can, you know, figure out if any of these are for you. But, you know, the distribution done for you. And so basically you give them your press release, some are free, some cost, and they will kind of go and out into the internets and everywhere else and put your press release everywhere. And so, you know, there's PR Mac, Press Exposure, PR Web, PR Log, you know, free press release, etc. Now, once again, I'm not really going to comment too much on these services. They're there for you to use if you want, and some are free, and some, like I said, cost. You know, but it's, once again, it's worth a try if you don't have a lot of time to figure out who do I send this to and when and how and why, right? So it's kind of automating the distribution for you a little bit, but you can also take on a little bit of that yourself if you have the time. And so, you know, who you send this to, you have to find the right people. And so locating the right people, you need to figure out who's going to be most interested in my press release and who's influential. You really want to find people who can take your press release and act upon it, right? And it's not just about users. It's about finding people who can talk about it, who can blog about it, who can tweet about it, who can maybe review it, you know, those kind of things. And so you need to be looking for very specific people. And when you start looking for specific people, you need to think about your app, you need to think about who uses it, and then you need to think about who's influential in that kind of vertical. So if you build an app and it's, you know, something for, you know, I like to say, you know, a mommy blogger, for example, who talk a lot about nutrition and talk about like creative ways to inspire their children and, you know, those kind of things, then you need to find the most influential people amongst, you know, mommy bloggers, for example, and maybe start contacting them. A lot of people, especially if they're blogging or tweeting, their contact info is very, very easy to get. And so, you know, once again, this process takes a little bit of time, but, you know, locating the right people and getting them interested in what you're doing can benefit you way more than any kind of network can. So, you know, when we think about how do we figure out who the right people are? You know, you can start to think about things like how influential they are. And so this comic kind of illustrates the whole like irony of clout scores. And we'll talk just a little bit about that. But it's the idea of, you know, who has a lot of followers, who can be influential, who is well known in this area or in this field. And sometimes it means you have to kind of, you know, do a little bit of research, because you might be building an app for a target audience that, you know, you're not that familiar with, or that you're not really inherently part of their community. So you need to figure out, you know, what is that community and who are the influential people within it. And so, you know, there's a bunch of ways that you can kind of think about in terms of blogs. So if you want to think about, you know, people reviewing your stuff or talking about it on blogs, you know, you can look up things like Alexa to see, you know, what is kind of the value of their blog. Is it high ranking? You know, those kind of things. You can use a Technorati and you can figure out what are the most popular blogs. You can kind of drill down into like certain verticals. You can look at Technorati to look like, kind of pinpoint certain verticals. So let's say you're looking at health or technology or entertainment or that kind of thing. And it'll give you a whole big blog directory and the top blogs there. And so you can start, you know, looking at those blogs and figuring out, okay, are these bloggers doing that? Are they willing to look at something, review it, talk about it? You know, how do I contact them? And it gives you a good sense of like what's really popular. And this is really good if you're not really familiar with that target audience. You can also go to Alltop, and Alltop will kind of tell you what's, you know, what's kind of trending or happening in terms of, you know, certain blogs in certain areas and verticals too. So you can start to go through and just visit it a couple of days and start to see, you know, what's really trending and what's, you know, gets a lot of people, you know, eyes on it, for example. When it comes to bloggers that you want to maybe talk to, that's really important because you want people who have a big audience. Really, what you're doing with a press release is you're releasing it to other people in the hopes that they'll get interested and kind of do a little bit of your press for you. And so that the more followers that they have, the better it is for you. You can also look at something like LinkedIn, for example. And, you know, LinkedIn will start to tell you who's influential in certain areas. There's LinkedIn groups, you know, all those kind of things. So this is also an area that you could probably look. When it comes to Twitter, I mean, there's a bunch of tools out there that will tell you who's influential on Twitter. And Twitter is one of those things where, you know, people can easily say 100 characters about what you're doing, post a link, and you'll get tons and tons of hits, you know, and so you're, you know, getting tons and tons of potential users. And so if we look at Twitter, there's clout, which kind of like says, okay, who's influential in what areas? There's, you know, same thing, cred or peer index, and all these kind of do the same thing. They kind of, you know, show you who's influential and how to build your own influence. And you can use any of these tools to kind of figure out, okay, well, you know, I had no idea that this person was that influential in this topic. Maybe I can, you know, start a dialogue with them. There's also, you know, this Twitter analytics you can take a look at or follower wonk, and you can kind of get a sense of, okay, so, you know, let's analyze their followers. Let's, you know, see how influential are they. You know, are people actually clicking on their links? Are people actually, you know, being influenced by them? Things like that. And so, you know, once again, bunch of tools out there that you can start to use. You want to put it out there. You need to start creating this list of areas and people that you want to target with that. So let's say you've created your press release and you have that kind of short list of people that you want to hit up, whether it be bloggers or people who are tweeting, whether it be journalists, whether it be publications, you know, whether it be sites, whatever that may be, you have that list and now you've kind of started to, you know, push out these press releases, you know, email people, etc., and send links, and, you know, now you got to start to monitor and see what's happening and see if anything's kind of picking up. And so, you know, there's a couple ways to monitor. If you're looking at blogs, you want to kind of aggregate all those blogs that you sent your press release to and maybe use a tool like Feedly, right? So you can kind of look at like at a tool like Feedly and see, like, you know, is this picking up? You know, can I see what's going on here? And you can just aggregate all those RSS feeds and it's all in one place. Now, there's a bunch of RSS tools that you can use. There's Feedly, there's DigReader, there's Reader. I mean, there's a bunch. You know, use what's good for you. But if you have sent them to specific blogs, the easiest way to monitor that stuff is just to put them into an RSS feeder and see if anything comes up. You can also use something like Pinboard or Delicious. You can start to see, just do a search to see if, you know, anything that you have written has been kind of written about, linked to, that kind of thing. You know, I often look at Pinboard or Delicious or any, or even Kipit, any of those kind of bookmarking sites, just to often see, has anything been said, or you know, has come up, and can I see what they're saying, or if there's anyone linking to it. Sometimes you'll find stuff, you'll be surprised in some of these kind of you know, bookmark kind of sites. Next thing you got to do is you got to learn to be patient. I mean, you send this out and people are busy, and especially if people are being, you know, asked to do things for other people all the time, a lot of times that goes low on their priority list, right? That's why it's really important to write something that's, you know, super super engaging and gets them interested right off the bat. But, you know, sometimes it sits in an inbox, or, you know, it sits somewhere, wherever it may be, some back storage room that they never go to forever. And that's okay. People are busy. And so that's, you know, one thing to consider when you're sending out your press release, is that you really are asking someone to do something for you. And so, you know, they're going to do it on their own schedule. And so just be patient. Sometimes these things take a long time. Sometimes someone reads something and they're just like, oh, that sounds amazing. They check it out right away. You know, there's really, you know, there's no kind of method to this madness. You just got to sit it out and be patient. And then you got to kind of think a little bit wider. And so, you know, when you're thinking about who should you target and how you should get this out there, you know, obviously looking at the most influential people is, you know, an easy way to do it. But, you know, once again, if you're building an app for a certain vertical and there's other opportunities, you got to start to think just a little bit wider and a little bit bigger. You got to think a little bit bigger picture. So just because you built something that is, you know, a perfect app for the mommy blogger, it doesn't mean that people in the health industry might also not be interested in it. It also means that, you know, the people who are, you know, dealing with education might not be interested in it. So you got to kind of think of who's your top kind of person or area that might be influential, and then who do they influence, and do they influence other verticals that you didn't think of? And so you got to kind of just cast that net a little bit wider. And so it means not just sending it to bloggers, not just sending it to Twitter. It means looking outside of that realm and kind of saying, where else, you know, can I put this that it might be interesting for other people, right? So you might submit it to some sites you normally wouldn't. You might, you know, put it on your own website, etc. Put it on Facebook, start a group, whatever it may be, right? But you got to think just a little bit wider, because targeting only like 5 or 6 people is not going to do what you need it to do. Next thing, let's say you do submit some press releases, you've written it up, it's awesome, someone's actually taken a look, they've taken some of their time, you know, you need to go and maintain that relationship. And that's why it's really important to monitor and see that if anything has been said, because sometimes they're too busy to respond back with like, hey, it's awesome, posted something or reviewed it on here. You know, you've got to be actively doing that yourself. And when you do see something, you know, you need to kind of go and say like, hey, that was awesome, I really appreciate it. Send a quick thank you email, you know, and maintain that relationship. You never want to ask someone to do something for you without, you know, following up. And being like, I saw that you did that. That was awesome. Thank you so much. And that means that the next time that you need to kind of maintain or continue that relationship and use it in order to say, hey, I've got another item out there, would you like to see it? You know, you've kind of closed the whole circle and the whole connection there. And so people are going to be more likely to help you again. And so it's really important to make sure that you go and do that. A lot of people don't. They just blindly send things out. And, you know, everyone likes to feel like, wow, that was great. You know, thank you for thanking me. And, you know, you just want to make sure you're closing that loop. So, you know, press releases, you know, they don't take a lot of time to do. And the hardest part about a press release really is just about figuring out who can you send it to and actually doing the work of sending it out. Once again, I mentioned some distribution channels that can automate that for you if that's a, you know, a kind of road you want to go down. But, you know, they offer a lot of value whether you have a PDF or whether you have an email, because you're basically giving someone a synopsis of, you know, your app or your game, and they're not having to search for anything. They're not having to discover anything. You're putting it right to them, right in their inbox, or, you know, right in a link that they can click. And that's really important. You got to push the information out rather than expecting them to organically find it all the time. So just one more trick that you can put in your bag when it comes to marketing your app or your game. And that's all I got today. Thank you very much. And until next week.